Now, it's being described as a fiasco and a farce. Few people have anything positive to say about last week's inconclusive presidential election. In this week's edition of Talking Point, Dominic Yoon looks at what happened and what's in store for us this Friday.
Takže protože je po 21. hodině, podle mého názoru, není možno už hlasovat o žádném pozměňovacím návrhu.
Last weekend, in a protracted and often heated joint session of Parliament, Czech lawmakers failed to elect either incumbent Václav Klaus or his opponent Jan Švejnar, the new head of state. With the second Czech presidential election fast approaching, a number of key issues remain unresolved. In today's Talking Point, we examine why last Friday's election failed to produce a result, the procedural wrangling that continues to dominate the process, and what we can expect from next Friday's vote. Last week's election not only failed to produce a result, but also resulted in much debate about the entire election process. The drawn-out procedure, in which 10 hours were spent arguing over how to conduct the vote, was carried live on Czech television, and ratings figures suggest that Czechs tuned in droves. Despite this, many Czechs still feel that this election is being conducted behind closed doors. We hit the streets to gauge some opinions.
What do you think of the way that the Czech presidential election has been conducted so far?
It's a comedy.
It's a comedy. What makes you say that?
It's hard to explain what I feel about it, but I'm so disappointed. I think it's not a democratic way. It's just like communism era.
Comedy.
A comedy. What? Why do you say that?
No, because they blaming each other. One person says that it's like this, second person said it's like that. The president candidates, I'm actually quite sorry for them.
I think it's kind of funny because they have election. How are they going to elect them? It's really weird that they can just argue how do they elect the president.
A little bit crazy.
We, it looks like, have political culture which demonstrate itself in this way. So it's how it is, and I don't really think it's a big disaster or a tragedy or anything like that.
So you just think it's the normal way of doing things?
It could be better, it could be more, let's say, civilized, but I wouldn't see it as a political disaster or anything like that.
The 2008 Czech presidential elections formally began at 10 a.m. on the 8th of February. Yet it wasn't till around 9 p.m. that two rounds of voting finally took place. In these rounds, neither candidate managed to secure the required majority in both houses of the Czech Parliament. The third round of voting was held on Saturday afternoon. The final result left Václav Klaus one vote short of victory, with 139 votes to Jan Švejnar's 113. By then, it had become clear that a number of MPs had left the session for health reasons, while the Communist Party chose to abstain from the vote, making it impossible for either candidate to secure a majority of votes. Despite the end result, Education Minister and Green Party MP Ondřej Liška maintains that the result showed that the challenger is continuing to build momentum.
I think the outcome shows that Mr. Švejnar has been able to find broad support, much broader than ODS and Mr. Klaus ever expected. We will see what the second and maybe third round will show, but for now it's a moral defeat of Mr. Klaus and it's a moral victory for Professor Švejnar.
On the other side of the political fence, Civic Democrat MP Vlastimil Tlustý expressed disappointment over both the end result and the overall election process.
First reaction, it's a shame. And we didn't expect such a, I don't know how to call it, procedure or terrible 2 days, so no result and it doesn't look well.
Sociologist Ivan Gabal believes that both candidates are still very much in the race.
I think that these are two very different candidates. So it's difficult who is strongest. More chances are allocated to current President Václav Klaus. However, challenging candidate Mr. Švejnar did an incredible effective job both on public opinion side as well as in parliament to gain his support. So we basically saw election of two equally strong candidates.
Yet most pollsters still firmly favour Mr. Klaus, with many Civic Democrat lawmakers continuing to believe that their candidate can succeed in a secret ballot in which stray MPs and senators can favour their candidate without fear of retribution. So are all these protracted machinations an unprecedented and unwelcome byproduct of the Czech political system?
I consider it absolutely consistent and regular and legitimate part of the election procedure. We could see very sophisticated battle between the two camps where the question of the secret or public vote was of major significance because there was suspicion that some of MPs from the opposition side were subject to horse trading and in secret vote they would vote against their colleagues than their parties. Due to this, basically coalition supporting Mr. Švejnár put on the desk public vote and they did a lot of regular parliamentary procedures and work to get it through and they won. And I think due to the fact that they won on public vote, Václav Klaus was not re-elected in this first vote.
Indeed, the smaller political parties are proving to be crucial in this election. On the one hand, there is the Christian Democratic Party, which remains split between both candidates. Suspicions abound that key members of this party may now trade their support for incumbent President Václav Klaus in exchange for support for key legislative issues regarding, for instance, church restitution claims. The other major player in this election will be the Communist Party. In a widely predicted move, the Communists abstained from the third round of the presidential vote. At present, the party remains split between reformers, who are content to support Švejnár, and an old guard which continues to press for the nomination of an alternative candidate. Political analyst Petr Just believes that the Communists are facing a pivotal moment in their post-1989 existence.
What I heard, there is some kind of split in Communist Party of Bohemia and Moravia today, that there is a group that still wants to support Jan Švejnár, but there is a group that doesn't want to support Jan Švejnár. The issue is that I don't think that even with the communist votes, Jan Švejnár would have enough to be elected the president, because during the third round he received 113 votes and communists have 26 more. This will take up to 139, which is the same amount as Václav Klaus received, but without the two Christian Democrats who were in a hospital and they said they would elect Václav Klaus.
While stray Christian Democrat votes remain crucial for both candidates, it will be the communist vote that will remain crucial for any candidate seeking to defeat President Klaus. On Monday, the communists presented a list of five potential candidates that they would be prepared to support. Ombudsman Otakar Motel, the head of the Czech Constitutional Court Pavel Rychtecký, former Foreign Minister Jiří Dinspír, Euro MP Jana Bobošíková, and the head of the Czech Science Academy, Václav Pačes. Aside from Ms. Bobošíková, all four of the other candidates have publicly declined to run. So why is the Communist Party continuing to press the issue of an alternative candidate to Jan Švejnár?
I would consider it as a very erroneous behavior or strategy, and they felt not comfortably being part of coalition behind Jan Švejnár. We'll see what really their target is, but currently, basically, their strategy is bankrupt because most of candidates, serious candidates, refused their proposal.
Michal Kraus, an advisor to the Jan Švejnár team, acknowledges the role the communist factor will play in these elections.
The Communist Party stands before a historic choice. They have stated that they will under no circumstances support the current president. So the question as to whether they want to step forward and assume a measure of responsibility and give their support to Jan Švejnár, who they acknowledge is someone they still consider a candidate, that is a decision they will have to make. Because if they nominate anyone else, or if they pursue some other tactics, they support that the election be held in secret. In effect, they will do what they claim they don't want to do, elect Mr. Klaus.
The deadline for the nomination of an alternative candidate for the second election is midnight Tuesday. Reports suggest that the communist will ultimately not propose an alternative candidate. Whether that means that this party can now unite behind Jan Švejnár remains to be seen.